At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
This episode of the broadcast and the podcast is brought to you by Aero. The next generation error reduction and mitigation system. For more information, go to aerohp.com.
Well, hello and welcome to Safety FM. This is Jay Allen. Today's Friday the 13th. Of course, this is being of March. As you are aware, a lot of things have been actually happening over the last few days related to the coronavirus. President Trump jumped on TV, I want to say it was Wednesday night, talked about some changes, some things that he's doing. So what I have decided to do, opposed to doing a standard mini episode, I have jumped out and asked Rob Fisher to come on and talk about certain things inside of the industry that are going on in the world of safety and how the coronavirus is playing a factor into this whole thing. So I would love for you to take a listen to this conversation that I had the privilege of having with Rob Fisher here on Safety FM. So I guess let's just go from the top here. And as you are seeing this, and I don't know if we really want to just really go based on saying coronavirus or just the things that are going on, but you are someone who I look to in regards of its changes in the industry. How are you looking at this whole thing with COVID-19?
Well, you know, the attributes, the things that are going on with COVID-19 have really spawned a change in a lot of the aspects of the industry. Part of those changes are associated with how we do business. Certainly on the consulting side, we're starting to see that meetings are canceled and gatherings are canceled and conferences are canceled. And some of them are being, you know, rescheduled, but some of them are you know, I was with a company the other day that they said that they're going to conduct all of their meetings virtually starting immediately. And unless it's a critical face-to-face meeting of a small number of people in the company, they expect the meetings to be done virtually. So, you know, quite a change. Ray brought up this morning that we have no idea with all these people now working from home what the impact is going to be on broadband capabilities in neighborhoods and things like that. You know, I don't know that people are thinking that far in advance, but you know, the business world is reacting to the changes that were driven by this COVID-19, but are also testing, straining, and allowing us to check the capabilities, the capacity and resilience of our organizations. Are you highly reliable or are you not?
So as you look at this and you're giving a lot of thought about this, I know that you talk a lot about on your podcast related to the essential leadership cycle. What actual path would you tell most leaders that they need to understand as this is happening right now in the industry?
Well, that's a great question. I'm actually going to do a special essential leadership cycle podcast this afternoon. The first thing is remember the driving elements, self and team awareness. Things are not normal. We have to get out and engage to be more self-aware of what's going on and the things that are happening. And more team aware. The team needs to be aware of why we're making the decisions we're making and what is associated, how that changes things. Another piece of that is the second element of the essential leadership cycle is shared vision and values. We should be tying as leaders what is happening, even if it's related to the COVID or not, to our values. are we doing this so that we make things safer? Are we doing this because we believe in people? Are we doing this because wellness is one of our values? We should be able to tie all of the actions that we're taking to those values so that we can establish the third element, which is clear roles and processes. Most organizations don't have clarity of roles and processes for the strategy associated with what's going on with COVID-19 or any type of, sometimes they call it a black swan event. So now is the time that we need to make sure that we step up as leaders and use those driving elements of the essential leadership cycle to manage this change.
So as you're seeing these changes right now inside of the industry, let's say, for instance, like, let's just use some hypothetical scenarios. Let's say that someone was going to a safety conference. The conference has been canceled. Are you, or are you seeing yourself or any other organizations providing solutions for people that are not going to these conferences because they might have been canceled, where they can do other alternative things, maybe even online?
Yeah, great question, Jay. We're not called Fisher Improvement Technologies for no reason. So we here have been preparing for some time to do almost everything that we do virtually. And whether that means supporting a meeting or supporting a conference, one of the things that we think we're probably going to offer for these conferences that are being either canceled or moved is, since people are going to have that time already available to maybe give some virtual assets to them to do the speeches that we were going to do, or to provide some of the training sessions that we were going to do virtually, and FIT's already ready to go and set up to accommodate that. So we want people to have an alternative that, even if one of our consultants can't come to them because of the changes in the rules or the changes in travel, then we can support those things virtually. I just spent the morning setting up so that I can do a lot of the things I was supposed to be leaving for Australia tomorrow. And now we're setting up so that I can do most of that work virtually.
So being as that you're seeing this, and we're, a lot of us are seeing something like this for the first time, do you think that this will set going forward how things will move, saying that you'll see a lot more virtual opposed to in-person events occurring? And of course, this is the crystal ball question that I always have to ask someone, because that's just the way that it works.
Yeah. I think it will. I think there will be, because people will get used to this new normal, and it will become a normal very quickly. And I think one of the reasons, there's probably a couple of reasons it will become a new normal fairly quickly. One of those is that people who are very technological savvy have been waiting on the ability to do things virtually, and the ability to do things with less, in a less meeting contact for a while. So those folks are ready to go. There's a ton of early adopters out there that are just going to be ready to go. Other people that may not be as technologically savvy are going to play with it a little bit in the beginning, but they'll get up to speed really quickly, and they'll notice that while face-to-face is very powerful, they can get most of what they want to get done virtually. And I think that they're going to come along very quickly as well. So I think this is going to be something that we need to prepare for being around for a long time. Because, when we never had the capability of Skype or Zoom or web meeting or any of those things before, we never even thought about using them. Well, in our organization, we use those every day today. So shifting over to some kind of virtual support for us will be a no-brainer, but I think it's going to be here to stay.
So if people want to know more about the service offerings that you're going to have available, where can they go to find out more information?
Well, within the next few days, we should have something on improvewithfit.com that is tagged virtual support, and we'll be updating that pretty much daily as we load more things in. So you can go to either aerohp.com, AEROHP.com, or improvewithfit.com, and you can get information on how we can support you and your virtual needs almost immediately.
Well, Rob, I appreciate you actually jumping on here and actually sharing the information with us. I know it's very short notice and a lot of changes going on in the industry, but definitely wanted to get someone as yourself on here to have this discussion with our audience.
And no worries, Jay. I really appreciate the opportunity. And again, you know, this doesn't limit the need for people to learn. It doesn't limit the need for leaders to change their language and behavior. It just changes the way we approach that. So we're excited about the change.
Rob, thanks once again for being on.
Thanks, Jay. Appreciate it.
So in closing, Rob had a lot of good information how you can actually apply portions of the essential leadership cycle into everything that's going on. Also, at the same time, some offerings that are out there. That way you don't have to actually be left behind in anything that you're trying to do inside of your organization when it comes to dealing with safety. The other portion that I want to talk about is if you need help in the interim time, go to cdc.gov. That's cdc.gov. That is the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. If you're seeing anything out of the ordinary and it's related to the coronavirus, keep in mind you are still the most important thing here at Safety FM. That is the listener. If there's anything that we can do to assist in the interim time, don't hesitate to contact us at safetyfm.com. Drop in, go on to the bots, leave a message. We'll get back in contact to you. We'll get back in contact with you and help assist you in the best way that we can. We will continue to do our programming, our different shows. You'll probably see more of our artists and hosts jump on doing some live streams. But like I said, if there's anything that we can do in the interim time, don't hesitate to contact us. I really do care and love everything that you guys are doing out there. Just make sure that you are staying safe. Truly want the best for you. I have been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.